Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Lara May, a clinical pharmacist specializing in functional medicine, as well as a certified yoga teacher and Reiki master. I run a truly integrative health coaching practice, encompassing functional medicine lab testing, yoga and meditation, and a sprinkling of Reiki energy medicine. Join me here on Light Body Radio to break through your health plateau and come into alignment with your natural vitality. Hello and welcome to Light Body Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Lara May. And today is our third installation of Wellness Illuminated series talking about the model and this tool that is available to us to manage our minds, change our thoughts, and really change your whole life. So if you recall from the last two episodes, I use a tool that I was taught by one of my teachers and mentors, Brooke Castillo, from the Life Coach School. It's called the model. And it's really a framework that we use to evaluate what's going on between our ears and that head of ours. And so you start with a circumstance, that's your C line. And then you come up with a thought that you have about that circumstance, that's your T line. And then under that is your F line, which is the feeling line, which is what are you feeling after you've had that thought? And then the A line is your action. So what do you do? What do you not do? And then the last one is the results. So C, T, F, A, R. Circumstance, thoughts, feelings, actions, results on a piece of paper. And so today I want to talk about the thought line and our thoughts, because this is really where the money and the magic is, so to speak. So a lot of times, if we really want to rewire our habits or change our life, what really needs to happen is we change our thoughts about our life, about the different aspects of it. Because a belief is just a thought you keep on thinking, right? And so if you have this belief about your life, like life is hard, or I have to struggle, or work has to be hard, or my job, you know, was not supposed to be fun, these are all beliefs that maybe some of us were taught, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're true. But they're also thoughts that we keep on thinking over and over and over. And so that creates this energetic pattern of determinism and manifestation throughout our life. And that's what shows up for you. So by changing our thoughts, we change the pathways inside of our brain, which creates new habit. And so just like any habit, if your brain is running on autopilot, you have to become aware and disciplined in witnessing what's going on in your brain instead of it running the show for you. So really, this is a process of taking your power back, of using your conscious mind to be the one running the show and not your monkey mind, not your unconscious self that's running the show. So we're going to decide to consciously and deliberately think new thoughts. I know that sounds silly maybe to some or oversimplified to others, but really this is what it takes. This is the work of so many of my teachers out there, even though they bring it about in different ways. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this, changing your thoughts and then using the power of meditation to practice that new vibration to create that new reality. Brooke Castillo has come up with this concept of the model and this framework. And so this is one of her tools. So pardon me. I'm recording this in February when I am, you know, struggling through a little cold, but you're probably hearing this in March or April. So I apologize in advance for my raspy voice. So anyway, what we're going to do today is question any thought that doesn't give you a good feeling or the action or result that you want. So I'm going to say that again. I want you to start questioning any and all thoughts that don't give you the feeling that you want or that action or result that you want. Because this is how you're going to figure out how to get to that place where you want to be or how to feel the way you want to feel or bring that new thing into your life, that new person, the new situation. It's all revolving around your thoughts. So I want you to think about the thoughts that don't make you feel good. I'm sure at any given moment you can come up with a myriad, a long list of thoughts that make you feel crappy or bad or, you know, just not great. But remember that most thoughts that cause pain are not true. And just because a thought you are thinking feels true doesn't mean that it is true. Your feelings are the effect of your thinking, not evidence that your thinking is true. I'm going to say that again because I feel like that's a super powerful statement. Your feelings are the effect of your thinking. They are not evidence that your thinking is true. And keep in mind, too, the last time that we talked about circumstances, and we talked about the difference between a circumstance, which is fact, and a thought, which is something that you're choosing to think. Your thoughts are completely within your control. You have choice over your thoughts. A circumstance is something that you do not have any direct control over in the moment. For example, a death in the family, that's a circumstance. But thinking about different things about that death can create a variety of different feelings, right? Circumstances do not cause feelings. Only our thoughts cause feelings. And there are many ways to change a thought out there, many different approaches and thoughts about changing thoughts. But what we're going to talk about today and the tool that I'm going to teach you today is very easy and pretty quick. So here is a quick short version of thought changing, a little exercise. So write down your painful thought. Maybe it's I'm tired or I'm fat and ugly or ashamed. Now write down the feeling the thought causes you to feel. So when you think that painful thought, what are you feeling? Now write down a slightly better feeling thought that you know is true. So if your original thought was, I'm fat and ugly, think about things that feel a little better. So maybe, you know, you've lost weight. So maybe you're not as fat as you used to be. Or I have pretty hair and pretty eyes, or, you know, different things. Come up with different things that feel better than the thought that you think first came up with. And now write down the feeling that the new thought causes you to feel. So if your new thought was, I've lost weight, even if it's just a few pounds, what is that feeling that comes up for you when you think that? So this is really a compilation of several different teachers' work, but the whole concept is you start with a thought that's bothering you, and then you state the feeling, and then you come up with a slightly better thought, and then you state that feeling. And you keep doing this until you've escalated your thoughts into feeling good. Esther Hicks has a form of this teaching. Byron Katie has a form of this teaching. So this isn't unique to any one teacher, but the point is that is you can't jump from despair to elation straight away. Like you, in order to get to elation, you have to go from despair to maybe frustration to anger, then into neutrality, and then into feeling okay, and then maybe into feeling good, into feeling joy, into feeling elation. And this is oftentimes referred to as the scale, the emotional scale. Again, several different teachers have talked about this emotional scale throughout different contexts. Even one teacher even gave each different emotion like a specific vibration. And so technically anything, any emotion that's love or above is vibrating at like 500 megahertz or hertz and above. And so that's something interesting to think about too, that all of these feelings have do have their own vibration that have been scientifically confirmed. And so think about that, that all these negative thoughts that you're having, or maybe if you're in the cycle or the swirling, think about like how that is literally reinforcing a lower vibration versus vibrating at love, joy, elation, any of these higher emotions, you're going to be vibrating faster and higher and differently. And so I think that's really to me, because I am always looking to like merge the energetic with the physical and the scientific with the woo-woo. I love that confirmation that our thoughts and our words have vibration, and that if we want to create something that feels better, then we have to change what we think, feel, and talk about, because we're literally putting out these vibrations into the world. And so, you know, what do you want that to look like for you? So I want you to start paying attention to things. Like if you find yourself saying, you know, I'm not good enough, or maybe, you know, usually we come up with really negative things to say that are unconscious to ourselves when we look in the mirror, or if we get, you know, feedback from a boss or in school that isn't what we thought, then we beat up on ourselves about that. And so you have to, again, start this practice of being the observer, of being the watcher, of being, I like to call it, the objective detective. And so instead of beating up on yourself and judging yourself, just start looking, examining, evaluating from a place of non-judgment, from a place of neutrality, from a place of curiosity, so that you can see and witness without that spiral of negative emotion and lower vibration. So my challenge for you today is to start getting familiar with your thoughts. One way we can do this is a thought download. And so, you know, you can do this either like just every day, like as a morning journaling practice, just start writing down all your thoughts until you feel complete. Or maybe if you're struggling with something or struggling with an emotion, you can use this tool to write down all your thoughts about whatever the situation or circumstances, creating your thoughts that are creating your feelings about this. And so, but because once you have them out all out on paper, then you can look at them and you can start deciding, okay, this one is something that doesn't even feel true to me. I don't know why I'm still thinking it. Or like you can see things like, oh, this is something that like my mom or dad or grandmother used to say all the time, like, but it's not true for me. So why is it still rattling around in that brain of mine? You know, and you can let it go and choose a new thought. Or you can find the thoughts that are consistently coming up for you and start breaking those patterns just with that simple awareness and practice and being deliberate. So thank you guys for showing up and listening today. I appreciate you and your time. And again, my website is drlaramae.com. If you want to work with me, I have a variety of ways, whether it's memberships, group sessions, or one-on-one sessions, both in the health coaching, life coaching, or energetic space of Reiki and intuitive healing and channeling. So yeah, I would love to hear from you, and give me a thumbs up, a review, or a comment, and I will see you in the next episode.